local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say welcome to Tuesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Very nice sunshine throughout the day today, but of course the cooler temperatures. I don't know about you, but I'm still enjoying the cool down every now and then here in the month of March. Warm up, though, coming Wednesday and Thursday. Alan Strum in the house for the next 3 hours, getting us caught up on the weather updates. And then Austin will have us caught up on the roads here in just a couple of minutes as we get rolling here. We start off, as we always do, with today's top three stories. And we start with a big decision today from the U.S. Supreme Court, allowing Texas to enforce a new law giving local police the power to arrest anybody they believe is in the country illegally.
I'm catching my breath right now because this is historic. The Supreme Court has ruled that would give Texas the right to arrest those who are here illegally. We can put them in jail.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick there. The High Court yesterday allowed the law to proceed, then immediately blocked it after the White House sued, saying it tramples on the federal government's exclusive authority to oversee immigration issues. Today, though, the court ruled the law can go into effect while the litigation continues in lower courts. The top generals who oversaw the deadly withdrawal of Afghanistan say there was a lack of coordination and execution prep by the Biden White House in 2021.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that that decision came too late.
And in a House hearing today, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley and former Central Command Commander General Kenneth McKenzie agreed, in their words, the planning was far too little, far too late. 13 American service members were killed in a terror attack at the Kabul airport back in 2021. And negotiations to reach a temporary ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are continuing.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get that the hostages so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all important aid into Gaza.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week. And this comes as a new UN report warns famine is set to break out in northern Gaza. Those are today's top three stories, our top local headlines, right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, there's only a few spots of significant note. We'll start if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards U.S. Highway 98. We've got some backups in that area. Also, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, you're going to experience some evening traffic there. And the same can be said for traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach and westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to give you much trouble.
The weather tonight will be clear and cool with overnight lows falling mainly into the low 40s, a little cooler for some of the inland areas. Beautiful again on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Weather will be dry. It's late this week, Thursday night and Friday, that we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 416 here, our top local headlines today. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves not releasing many additional details following this past weekend's cyber attack, while confirming FDLE and Pensacola Police are both involved in the investigation. He says it's too soon to say if there was any personal information impacted.
It's too early to say, you know, one way or the other on that. Obviously, we understand that that's going to be the number one question. And so, again, we continue to get updates minute by minute. And certainly, when there's an answer, a definitive answer in that one way or the other, we'll be providing that as soon as possible.
And as of now, the city says there is no interruption to the airport, 911, and Pensacola Police and Fire. 311 was back up by yesterday evening. The 14-year-old accused of fatally shooting a 15-year-old boy last week in Pensacola will be tried as an adult. That coming from the state attorney's office today. Remington Crum's case has been moved to adult court, and he's facing a charge of second-degree murder, accused of killing 15-year-old DeMarco Banks at an apartment complex on North 9th Avenue last Thursday night. Last Friday, Crum's mother talked to Channel 3 and indicated that Crum's may have been a victim of bullying leading up to that incident. In Fort Walton Beach today, civil rights attorney DeWitt Lacey announcing a lawsuit that's being filed against the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office in connection to an officer-involved shooting in November. You may recall last month the Sheriff's Office confirmed that Deputy Jesse Hernandez had resigned in December after that incident that took place November 12th. Marquise Jackson was detained, handcuffed, and placed in a squad car while deputies investigated a report of a stolen car. Hernandez heard the sound of an acorn falling on top of the car and believing it to be a gunshot, opened fire on his squad car.
What has been told by law enforcement to the public is that everything's okay, right? The officer who made this horrible mistake, the one officer, they say, has been now terminated or resigned, and all is well. Marquise was not hit by any of the dozens of rounds that were fired into that vehicle. So we should all be okay and go home and have a nice evening.
And again, during that news conference today, the sheriff's office earlier had said that Hernandez resigned before he could be interviewed in their investigation. Jackson suffered no injuries and was not charged with a crime. We'll take a break there. 419 state and national news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked a lot about the Supreme Court oral arguments yesterday in the case between the Biden administration and the states of Missouri and Louisiana over the Biden administration trying to clamp down on what they called misinformation relating to COVID, what I would call difference of opinion and free speech. We also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about the Real-Time Crime Center. Also talked about Victor Ramos, a contestant from Pensacola on So You Think You Can Dance. You can watch his audition video on our Facebook page or listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I was thinking about Abraham Lincoln and the enemies of the truth, but I could not tell a Kennedy from a John Wilkes Booth. Now out of my way.
It's almost impressive how often I stumble across that song when choosing our bumper music.
It's not at all surprising.
Well, as I said, it's impressive. I didn't say surprising. No. Impressive, sad, whatever you think it is, probably depends on the song. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. It's going to be Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Once again, only a few spots of significant note currently. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got typical evening traffic giving you some problems there. Same can be said about the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Speaking of Blue Angel, if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98, we've still got some pretty significant backups in that area there. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach is going to give you problems there. And lastly, Caroline Street, whether you be traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane or westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to have some congestion backing you up going both ways.
All right, meteorologist Alan Strum with a look ahead.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s, some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday, beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 425 now, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida. Of course, even with President Biden and Donald Trump having already secured the party's nominations, there are five states holding primaries today, and that includes the Sunshine State. Polls are open until 7 p.m. It is a closed primary, so only registered Republicans are allowed to vote. Other states taking part include Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio.
And Florida Republicans are adding to their lead in voter registration numbers. The Florida Times Union reports that the GOP's more than 541,000 voter lead marks the biggest gap between the parties since Democrats dominated by more than 854,000 votes back in 1988. Florida elections officials report the state has 5.2 million registered Republicans. That's nearly 4.4 million Democrats and 3.9 million with no party affiliation.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is issuing another warning for spring breakers. She says she is giving more resources to local police to combat deadly drug overdoses while more people are visiting the state.
We lead the nation for those who overdose while on vacation. And that is a stat that we want to change.
And law enforcement will receive Narcan and join the Helping Heroes program so they can easily restock at any Walmart. Moody says a lot of kids are getting drugs from the black market, which often sell fake pills laced with fentanyl.
And some Florida students are getting a chance to have their artwork blast off into space. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez announced yesterday that the launch of the 2024 Florida Space Art Contest, students in kindergarten through grade 5 can create a piece of art that could be included in an upcoming mission. Mm-hmm. Other students can win 2 tickets to the Kennedy Space Center. You can get more details at floridaspaceart.com.
I give that a shot. National news. It looks like a partial government shutdown has been averted. Congressional leaders struck a deal with the White House on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, which was a major sticking point in negotiations to pass 6 major spending bills by Friday's deadline. The House and Senate will take the legislation up as soon as possible.
And nearly 1,000 Americans have asked the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence has plunged the nation into complete chaos. People have been filing out crisis intake forms online as the U.S. tries to get people out on chartered flights. More than 30 Americans were evacuated Sunday to Miami.
Former President Trump is suing ABC News and George Stephanopoulos for defamation. The lawsuit centers around Stephanopoulos' interview with Congresswoman Nancy Mize earlier this month. During the interview, Stephanopoulos said Trump had been found liable for rape. A New York jury found Trump liable for sexual abuse, but not rape.
And a former police officer in Mississippi is being sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for his involvement in the torture and sexual assault of 2 black men. Former Rankin County Sheriff's Deputy Hunter Elward was one of 6 officers who are all white involved in the attack in 2023. Elward pleaded guilty to shooting one of the victims in the mouth last summer. The other 5 officers also pleaded guilty and are scheduled to be sentenced this week. According to federal prosecutors, some of the officers called themselves the Goon Squad because of their use of excessive force without reporting it.
House Republicans are introducing a bill that would end federal funding for medical schools with DEI race-based mandates. Congressman Greg Murphy was a combat surgeon in Iraq and co-wrote the measure that requires medical schools to uphold colorblind admission processes and procedures.
I come here today as a surgeon, someone who has devoted his entire life, both here as well as abroad, in taking care of patients of a large minority of individuals who do not look like me. Prescription pads and scalpels are now being weaponized.
And the lawmakers claim diversity, equity, and inclusion practices have no place in medicine and, in their words, quote, sacrifice the excellence and quality of medical education at the hands of prejudice and divisive ideology.
And the FBI says crime rates in the U.S. continue to fall. New data for the 2023 fourth quarter shows reported violent crime fell 6% from the previous year. The number of murders dropped 13% and reported property crime declined 4%.
As we approach 4:30, we'll take a break right there. Quick recap of today's top 3 stories. The big one, Supreme Court is, for the moment, allowing Texas to enforce their new law that gives local police the power to arrest anybody they believe is in the country illegally. Also, testimony from top generals who oversaw the deadly withdrawal of Afghanistan say that there was a lack of coordination and execution prep by the Biden White House, and negotiations are continuing for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Sports headlines coming up next.
News. I'm Tom Graham. The Supreme Court lifted a stay on a Texas law to allow state police to arrest migrants suspected of coming into the U.S. illegally. Fox's Nate Foy.
They would have to see a migrant crossing illegally, and then they could just charge that migrant with criminal trespassing, take him to a judge who then would give the migrant the option to go back to Mexico or go through the court process and be charged with that crime.
The Biden administration argued the Texas law usurps federal authority. Former President Trump spoke after voting today in Florida's primary, taking aim at those involved in the civil fraud case he lost in New York.
They'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign. And this is just a corrupt group of people.
Trump's lawyers claim he is unable to secure a bond to appeal the more than $450 million penalty against him. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, ABC News is being sued by former President Trump. In the lawsuit, Trump is accusing the news network and George Stephanopoulos for defamation of character. Now, the move comes after a recent interview earlier this month with Congresswoman Nancy Mace. During an exchange in the interview, Stephanopoulos said that Trump had been found liable for rape. Instead, he was found liable for sexual assault. Trump is seeking unspecified damages. And shares of NVIDIA seeing some gains today after the company unveiled its next-generation AI superchip called Blackwell. The new chip is said to do some tasks 30 times faster than its preceding Hopper chips. NVIDIA said that Blackwell's already been endorsed by Alphabet and Google, Amazon, Dell, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, Oracle, Tesla, and more. Also, the company says that Blackwell will be adopted by every major global cloud services provider and will be affordably priced to have appeal to a wide range of customers. Overall, the company's forecasting $24 billion in sales for the current quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow seeing its best day in about a month, up 320 points. The S&P and NASDAQ higher as well. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LL Flooring. LL Flooring, every step covered. In a 68-team tournament, usually when you ask me one team or the field, I should probably take the field, but I won't when it comes to UConn. Danny Hurley's squad won it all last season as a 4 seed, and now UConn only has 3 losses and are the number 1 overall seed. There's much uncertainty in college hoops these days, but one thing I can count on are Hurley's Huskies being the top dog of the sport for a second year in a row. I'm Zach Gelb.
At LL Flooring, we've been a trusted partner to pros for over 30 years. With over 400 nationwide warehouses full of in-stock, job-ready inventory, you'll get what you need. And our exclusive pro pricing means that pros never pay retail. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors, so we're going to do it right. Sign up for a free pro account today to start getting pro benefits. LL Flooring, every step covered.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
At opposite ends of the spectrum to start hour number one here on our bumper music.
Yeah, no, we have a good
little something
good
for everybody,
here.
just like our show rundown, a little something for everybody.
Absolutely, that's exactly the look I was going for. I'm totally right. Just not picking these songs.
Everything there's no chance. Everything is buttoned down tight. We have a 2-hour meeting beforehand to go over every morsel, molecule, and detail of the program.
And that's not part of the job. That's just the passion.
That's just what we do.
Yes. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We'll start you off with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some pretty hefty backups there, as we so often do. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road looking kind of backed up, especially if you are traveling westbound on Olive coming from North Davis there. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98. Still got some backups in that area. Gulf Breeze Parkway, we had some trouble in the eastbound lanes if you were traveling towards Tiger Point. That has only worsened, so be on the lookout for that. Traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach and traveling closer to Highway 87 is going to give you some trouble as well. And lastly, we've got two spots on Caroline Street. It's going to cause you some problems, whether it be you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane, or if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s, some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday, beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:39 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, the March Madness formally starting tonight.
Yes, the men's first four begin this evening. Just two of the four games, though. The other two will be tomorrow. We've got 16 seeds Wagner and Howard tipping off at 5:40. That's going to be followed by 10 seeds Colorado State and Virginia at 8:10. You can catch both of those games on True TV. And I'm sure a lot of you are like, Joe and Austin, we've had enough. We've had enough college basketball. We want to hear other stuff. Well, you're lucky because we've got a lot of headlines going on here.
I did not know there was an outcry.
Yes. Hopefully there's not, and maybe I'm just mentally spiraling, but we'll see. In the NFL, we've got wide receivers that will be focused on in Netflix's next NFL docuseries. The streamer announced Receiver will premiere this summer following the success of Quarterback last year. The new series will spotlight stars like Detroit Lion. I always say Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra.
Okay.
Yep.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, Minnesota Viking Justin Jefferson, Las Vegas Raider Devontae Adams, and San Francisco 49ers George Kittle and Deebo Samuel. One of those guys is not a wide receiver, but it's no problem. Everybody's welcome there. As for the MLB, the LA Dodgers and San Diego Padres will get the MLB season started early tomorrow morning in South Korea. First pitch for the game between National League West rivals is set for 5:05 a.m. And if you're up that early, you can catch it on ESPN. It's going to mark the Dodgers' debut of two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani. So certainly a lot of people will be tuning in there. And then college football, a couple headlines coming out here. For starters, ESPN will remain the exclusive home of the college football playoff through the 2031-32 season. The new deal is reportedly worth $7.8 billion. And as part of the agreement, the championship game will also air on ABC, starting with the 26-27 season. And if we're really lucky, maybe one day it won't be on a Monday night. Headline here, Clemson has filed a lawsuit against the ACC. Yes, this was the big drama bomb. We knew it was coming. It had been theorized for a while. They cited the exit penalty as unconscionable and unenforceable. That's per ESPN's Pete Thamel. The school joins Florida State as the second to pursue legal action over both the conference's grant of rights and exit fees. And, of course, that throws the future of another Power 5 conference into further jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Do you think the ACC survives these lawsuits, at least in the going forward? I don't mean immediate future, but, like, let's say 2028. Is the ACC still a thing?
I think that the ACC will be a thing. It will be a thing in the sense like the Big East was a thing after all of the big schools left. It is kind of a, it's gone back to its roots of a basketball conference.
Yeah.
But, you know, the big schools all left. And so for a few years it was like, okay, what are we? What are we? So I think Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina, and Duke are probably the four that would have the most appeal. Everybody else, unfortunately for you, Wake Forest, is probably,
you don't have to tell me,
fending for themselves.
Well, and that's why Wake Forest, we've had some Wake Forest fan accounts kind of run their mouth at FSU, and I'm sure they'll do it with Clemson now, and it's because they know that if the SEC, if the ACC crumbles, Wake Forest is going to have nowhere to go. That's why they're afraid. But yeah.
I hear the Sun Belt Conference is very nice. And,
yes. And you know what? They play their conference tournaments at the Bay Center. So yeah. Maybe that's a blessing in disguise.
There you go.
And lastly here, a former NHL player and a boyfriend of tennis star Aryna Sabalenka is dead after an apparent suicide in Miami. Miami-Dade police confirmed that Konstantin Kaltsev appears to have jumped from a balcony at the St. Regis Bell Harbor Resort. Sabalenka still plans on playing at the Miami Open with her first match scheduled for Friday.
Wow, that sucks.
I believe he was 42, was it?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yes. That's very upsetting.
Health business and science notes here. A new study shows roughly 129,000 Chicago children under six have been exposed to lead in drinking water. That's about 70% of the total Chicago population under six, according to JAMA Pediatrics publication. Additionally, the study finds 19% of those kids use unfiltered tap water as their primary source of drinking water.
And the biggest potential disruption to the real estate industry may be artificial intelligence bots. Experts predict that well-trained AI could potentially provide a better and more reliable service than most human brokers at a fraction of the cost. AI trained on the actions of very good brokers would be able to forward new listings to clients within seconds of them appearing, speed up the collection of documentation and payments needed for closings, all while answering questions in a conversational style 24 hours a day.
I'd be interested to get people's thoughts on that, especially if you're a real estate agent.
Yeah.
About the possibility of AI taking your job.
We heard about that, like in regards to fast food workers.
Right.
You know, we heard about the fear of that, or like people at like stores and all that with like self checkout. Like that was the start of that whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is I would not have had real estate broker on the list.
Hmm. There's more mechanical problems for United Airlines. It happened on the same day. CEO Scott Kirby attempted to reassure customers through email about the airline's dedication to safety. A flight from San Francisco to Japan had to delay takeoff Monday and return to the gate after a mechanical issue. And this is the eighth maintenance issue involving a San Francisco Airport United flight in the past 2 weeks.
4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. I'll keep it brief. Luckily, there's not too much heinousness going on the road right now. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, we still got some backups there. Maybe a little bit if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest as well, trying to get onto I-10. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road still looking kind of backed up at this point. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98. We've had some congestion there so far this hour. It appears to be slowly but surely lessening, though. Same can be said if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach. And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87. We still got some pretty heavy backups in that area. Outside of that, the biggest one's going to be if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
The weather tonight will be clear and cool with overnight lows falling mainly into the low 40s. A little cooler for some of the inland areas. Beautiful again on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Weather will be dry. It's late this week, Thursday night and Friday, that we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. A couple of other health, business, and science notes today. There's an alert out for measles now across the country. Here's Lucinda Kay with more.
So far this year, the CDC says 58 cases of measles have hit in 17 states. That already equals all the cases reported in 2023.
It also spreads airborne, which means it can travel long distances. So if somebody with measles walks into a room of 100 people who are not immune, 90 of those 100 people will get measles.
That's Dr. Edmund Milder at Rady Children's Hospital talking to NBC7. Once eradicated, the CDC is urging families once again to make sure they're vaccinated against measles. I'm Lucinda Kay.
And finally, the head of the FAA says Boeing must shift its focus to improving safety standards. Administrator Michael Whitaker says Boeing's safety protocols are not what would be expected if safety is the first priority.
There are issues around the safety culture in Boeing, that their priorities have been on production and not on safety and quality.
And the FAA recently conducted an audit of Boeing, and the audit took place after the door plug on the 737 MAX 9 airplane from Alaska Airlines blew out while in the air.
And some pop culture notes here real quickly. We'll start with Travis Kelce. He's in talks to host an Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader reboot with Amazon Prime. If the deal is sealed, this would be the Kansas City Chiefs tight end's latest foray into entertainment. According to Variety, the new version of the game show would rely on celebrity guests rather than children. I don't know the season of this reboot, but I will say I could see that kind of interfering with his football career. And he's getting up there. He's in his mid-30s.
Yeah, he's 34.
Yeah, so I wonder if this is a preamble to maybe some retirement talks. His brother's out, so who knows?
His brother's out. he said that he's going to give it one more year. He's playing this year. I wouldn't say one more year. But
yeah,
I think it's definitely on the horizon for him. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of NFL players who have made that switch to the entertainment sector. The Michael Strahans, the Rob Gronkowskis, and Taylor Swift are Travis Kelce. Certainly with the Taylor Swift connection, provided that
sure, yeah.
Remains in good standing, would be a very lucrative post-playing career for him.
Oh, for sure.
Speaking of Taylor, her Eras Tour movie garnered more than 4.5 million views on Disney+. That's a record for any music film on the streaming service. Disney says Swifties watched over 16 million hours of the concert movie in just 3 days.
And the Yankees are gearing up for a special bobblehead giveaway this summer. Don't worry, doesn't have as much to do with the Yankees as you may think. They'll be honoring one of their most famous fictional employees with a George Costanza bobblehead doll giveaway. The first 18,000 fans who arrive at the stadium on Seinfeld night are eligible. The figurine shows George at bat on a pedestal, along with his fictional job title with the Yankees, quote, assistant to the traveling secretary.
Yeah. Also, not sure if you're into the Star Wars Disney Plus series.
I am not.
Or not. But the first trailer released today for Star Wars The Acolyte takes place 100 years before the events of the franchise's prequel trilogy and follows a Jedi conducting an investigation after a crime spree that puts him against a warrior from his past. The Acolyte hits Disney Plus on June 4th.
Oh, there you go.
Star Wars fans rejoice. 4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news as we wrap up hour number one next.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Multiple spots to note currently. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile, we've got some backups in that area still. Also, we've got some minor problems here and there on North Davis Highway, especially near the intersection with Olive Road, so be on the lookout for that. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still going to give you some backups here and there. Still got a little bit traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Windhaven Beach as well. Lastly, Caroline Street. If you're traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane or westbound coming over Blackwater River, you're going to have problems in both of those areas.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s, some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday, beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Quick recap of today's top three stories if you're just checking in with us on this Tuesday afternoon. The big one is that the Supreme Court is, for the moment, allowing Texas to enforce a new law giving local police the power to arrest anybody they believe to be in the country illegally. So yesterday, the Supreme Court allowed the law to proceed, then blocked it after the White House sued. And then now the Supreme Court says that the law can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts. So we have not heard the last of this. Today, also in Washington, in a House hearing, top generals who oversaw the deadly withdrawal of Afghanistan say there were a lack of coordination and execution prep by the Biden White House in 2021. Among those testifying, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley and Central Command Commander General Kenneth McKenzie. And the White House says that negotiations to reach a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are continuing. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be in Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week. Taking a look at some of the more wackier and good news stories making the rounds today. Thought this was interesting, Austin. I am a proud Irishman.
Really?
Yes, I am. And the I did not know this, though, about the country, but the Irish Navy only has one active ship, believe it or not.
I found that surprising as well.
Now, you know, it's been a while since I believe Ireland has been in a war of any kind, so perhaps it's warranted. But for situations like this, it may be good to have a backup, because last weekend there was a call for the crew to help with the drug bust by intercepting a delivery of cocaine packages off the coast. You would think, okay, yeah, that sounds like a job for the Irish Navy. Of course, there was a problem as this was on St. Patrick's Day, so the ship declined it. They declined the request.
What?
No, it's St. Patrick's Day. We're not helping out with that. So instead, police turned to a team of divers for help. I'm sure there probably, hopefully, is a wonderful explanation for why the ship couldn't help.
Yeah.
But for now, we're just going to say you had one job.
Well, and appropriately so. Something that was not a very appropriate reaction to a situation is a 71-year-old man in Utah named Michael Roberts was arrested recently because he fired a gun at six teenagers, and get this, it was because they ding-dong ditched his home.
Justified?
Yeah. The teens told police they were scampering back to their car when the man walked out onto his porch and started firing at them. Fortunately, no one was hit, but there were two significant dents in the passenger side rear door of their car. Michael told police that they've been ringing his doorbell for several weeks, and he admitted to firing a, quote, paintball-like gun. He claimed he didn't actually aim it at the kids, but is now facing six counts of aggravated assault regardless.
A couple weeks.
Those teenagers need to leave him alone, for real. Like, I mean, come on. But still, don't shoot teenagers.
Good news. If you were watching So You Think You Can Dance recently, I haven't, I admit, but you may have seen a familiar face.
Can you tell us what your name is and where you're from?
My name is Victor Ramos. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I just like to dance.
You're 30?
Yeah.
Okay. This will be your last opportunity to audition for us.
It is. It's do or die.
Well, Victor's performance impressed the judges. All three unanimously gave him a yes and sent him on. Ramos now moves on to the callbacks round, and if he advances from there, he could earn a spot in the regular competition that makes up the majority of the show season. Very cool story there.
Yeah, congratulations to him. And a dad in New Hampshire accidentally threw out his daughter's favorite stuffed animal, but officials sifted through a ton of garbage at the dump and got it back to her. It went through a trash compactor, but somehow survived.
You know, one day we're going to do a good news story about a dad in Pensacola, Florida.
Really?
Who accidentally threw out his daughter's favorite stuffed animal, and I have a feeling it's going to be me. I'm already having daymares about that.
Really?
Yes, especially after this weekend.
What happened this weekend?
Well, no, it wasn't anything bad, but so not this past weekend, but 2 weekends ago, we had my niece's birthday party.
Yeah.
And we got her one of these things that I have just now found out what they are and heard of for the first time, Squishmallows.
Yeah,
which are very popular amongst the youth.
Yeah.
So my niece already has a pretty robust collection, but that's what she wanted. So my wife went to the store, got her one of the big ones. Big ones, which my Mija took a liking to.
Of course.
So on Saturday, we went to Target and bought her own Squishmallow, one of the giant ones. So it's not in her crib because it would, you know, suffocate her.
Be too big, yeah.
It'd be too big. But yeah, it's like most things that a one-year-old has at that time, where she'll look at it, she'll touch it for a few seconds, and then she'll move on. But in the store, when we showed it to her, she freaked out and loved it, and so that was enough for me to spend the $20 or whatever it was.
But if
she loses it, sorry, we'll buy a new one. At least that's what I'm saying now.